So we have today, TJ, we have Rosalind McGrath.
Rosalind, that name sounds familiar. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes, indeedy. That famous author of The Third Mary.
Famous author. Yes. Sorry.
Yes, yes. And of Goddess Heart Rising. And she also has another new book out, right, Roz?
Yeah, the new one is called Chakras Alive, Exploring and Expanding Your Inner Rainbow.
Wow.
You know, I saw the cover of that book, and that is exactly, the photo is exactly what it looks like, Chakras Alive. It's just, it's really colorful, and the energy on it is amazing. I'm very excited this has come out.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Me too.
Yes, congratulations. Yeah. I can't wait to read this one, too.
I have kept Joy waiting longer than she is accustomed to on this one.
Yes, I
but
have.
But that will end very soon.
Well, this is great. Great. I can't wait to read it. Yeah. And I heard that there's a lot of success going on with this book, right?
Yep, I have several events lined up related to it, and it is available on Amazon, and soon the Look Inside the Book feature should be enabled, which is nice, because people who are not near me can get to flip through some of that, so I'm looking forward to that, getting updated.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for writing all these books and sharing all your wisdom and light and getting everything out there that you've been doing. And I know you're doing some amazing work, too, aren't you?
I'm real excited about how things are developing. And in a way, I see all of us as channels in that we're from source, and then we are like focusing some particular energy into, you know, our human lifetimes. And I'm excited about the things that are coming through. And even today, if I jump ahead a little bit in some questions that I'm going to be getting to ask today, I feel like I'm getting to function as a channel in doing that. To bring forward some topics that are important to people, you know?
Yeah, I noticed you brought this up, so, you know, it seems like the conversation's leaning that way, huh? Yes. So, TJ, you know what we're up to today, right?
I don't have a clue. I have no idea what you guys are up to. Never do. Never really do. Kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. So,
no good, I was going to say. No good, sorry.
You're no good. Well, I know Rosalind. She was saying that she would like to speak with Christ today. And, you know, I also wanted to say, TJ, if you have input or want to answer questions, feel free at any time. If you're feeling like Christ is speaking through you as well, you know, I'm really happy to share it all with all of you, okay? So, Rosalind, would you like to explain to our listeners maybe what you have in mind?
Sure. So, you know, I really enjoyed listening to and experiencing the energy of Joy channeling Jesus on one of her recent podcasts. And I really felt moved to ask her if I could come on and have her channel Jesus again and ask some questions that there are questions and concerns, really a passion that the people have, you know, for Jesus, and things that people I know have raised. And I felt that between that and having being a channel for Mary Magdalene's mother and writing this book, The Third Mary, that there's something more that could be brought forth here to also continue to speak to people on things that are, I think, really intrinsic to their human experience in this lifetime. Things that they that are in their core kind of passion and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
you know, you might notice sometimes when some people, you know, talk about Christ, there's a lot of personal energy there. You know, mm-hmm. and when surveys have taken, like, if you could sit down with anybody, you know, to have a conversation, you know, living or dead or so on, you know, it seems that the person who comes up most often is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a yearning to connect more with that energy. And so I'm really excited and honored to, you know, be able to be a kind of facilitator of bringing some of those questions forward and being in the presence of that energy in the way that it comes through you, Joy, and the way that you connect with that also, TJ. So even if there's something that it seems to you, where you might term it as, well, it seems to me, you know, rather than feeling that you are literally speaking for, you know, whatever feels like the clearest truth and way of expressing it to you, you know, to feel free to jump in with that also.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And thank
and
you.
And I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
And I have checked in with a few people in particular, asking them, if you could sit down with Jesus, what would you ask him? So mm-hmm. that has added, you know, to my thoughts on what we might get into today.
Okay. All righty then. So to get things together on my end, I'm going to take some deep breaths, okay, and just kind of focus for a second.
Okay. And before you do, if I mm-hmm. might just say, I really want to thank you, Joy, for doing this, because I know for anyone to sort of like speak in Jesus' name can feel very much like going out on a limb in our culture. Mm-hmm. And yet, we want this, you know, people are yearning for this. So I really am moved that you are doing this work.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that, Rosalind. I really appreciate that. I try not to think about what I'm doing. I just dive in.
So now you were nervous, and now you are. And I also, you know, like to
That's
call
my
on
technique.
The... I love it. I'd also like to call on the souls of the people who will be listening to this podcast, mm-hmm. that we all take a moment now and really call forth our, you know, to open our eyes and our ears, our minds, our beings to truth, to what we resonate mm-hmm. with, and really to hold a space to have a more conscious experience of that now. And
okay.
supporting this process of hearing these special words. And so as we all move into that space together, there's a grace that we call forth that helps us all to connect with the energy and to embody it to the degree we feel moved to.
Precious One, I have come to you today to receive you, your frequency, and your questions, and to offer wisdom that is available to flow through me to those who are seeking resolution to conflict, curiosity, and to respond to the questions at hand. I am available to you now and excited, and drawn in to this frequency of oneness with both you and Brother TJ, who is known as an aspect of consciousness, which he too is available to bring through in the Christ consciousness. So it is exciting indeed to be together to create this triangular Christ consciousness energy, amplified and birth it and bring it forth together. Thank you for bringing this opportunity forward, Lady Rosalind.
Mm. Thank you so much for being with us in this way, and for speaking through this voice channel and any additional channels we hear today. I feel a lot of energy in response to your statement at the heart and the feet and the crown. So I guess we're ready to go. And the thing that comes to me first that I think might be helpful for people is how did you get to be the Christ in that lifetime? What occurred in your humanity that made that possible? And how would you describe what being a Christed one means?
Well, I would like to speak on my process in the sense of my soul evolved and came into that lifetime as was agreed upon to come and exemplify mastery and living as light to those who were seeking freedom from the forgetting, the amnesia of the experience of divinity. And I had a tutelage, mastery training through the one known as Mary Magdalene, and she encouraged and supported my evolutionary process so that I would be able to come forward and maintain a frequency of light that was available during that time and quite necessary to shift and alter the consciousness so it would move toward the expanded light reality that people have been seeking and desiring to remember and live from. So my Christed status, per se, came about through the raising of frequency, through the remembering and recalling of my own divinity, through being in union with divinity itself. And there are times where I would go and place myself in total silence or states of being where I could commune and breathe and feel my interdimensional reality connection with the source from which we all came from. So it's not that it was a particular experience that occurred. It was the living of truth in many pathways that opened doors that raised my frequency so that I would become more and more able and proficient at experiencing the self in the Christed status. Now, as the one speaking so often says, I did not have the special T-shirt that said Christed One and only Christed One. We all have a Christed One T-shirt. So I have come in many forms, actually, since that period and through many conscious beings of light to deliver my message over and over. But I wish to remind all souls that it is through the embodiment and balance of the sacred union of the male and female that is this creates the doorway to raise the frequency so that you are able to hold and maintain light stronger and stronger as you evolve. So it's not an exclusion of masculine or feminine energy. It's a unified marriage between the both that enables the frequency to raise with ease and grace. And that is what is occurring right now. You know, the feminine is stepping forward, and my path has always been one of deep reverence and revering of the divine feminine. And that was part of what I knew I would come and do before I lived in that lifetime in Israel. Now, once again, this is occurring, and it is shaking up what's out of union so that it can come into union. I want to encourage souls to have no fear, that there is a design that is operating, and it is constant, and it is proficient. And if it is looking as if things are altering, it is because there is always a way to seek a resolution. If it appears that grace is not working one way, it shall work another. And I want to leave that message to the people today, because many are hungry for peace and see discord and fear everywhere. I want to remind you the light of the One illuminates the illusion of darkness and dissipates what can be conflict, so that doors can remain open for peace to prevail and heaven on earth can live.
Thank you.
Yes.
Were you part of these? You may have answered some of these questions before, but were you part of the Essene community in that lifetime?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was my soul family. So I communed with this group, and we did so secretly because, you know, there was much warring and a bit of to-do about politics back in those days. So even though we were semi-known, there was different locations where we could travel and experience privacy, and where we could be involved in our rituals and practice our spiritual path with peace.
Is there something in particular that you could share about one of those practices that you think would be helpful and perhaps even concrete for some of our listeners?
Well, in the Essene community, everything we did was a practice, a spiritual practice, from how we ate to what time we woke up, what time we meditated. And we had our children gathered together, and we watched over them very much so, as they did in Atlantis, where the community had input with each child, not just the particular parents. There was also the evident promise of the light, which was lived from inside out, and the feminine path held strong to its wisdom in our circles. So the reverence in the Essene community was held strong and steadfast, and we referred very often to the wise women in our circle, very much as the Native Americans do during the moon time of women. So there are different things that are still going on from our communities that actually have spread out and have become part of different countries. The sunrise and the sunset were those times that we went into oneness together and living or experiencing, we want to say, the worshiping or the prayers of oneness and meditation, particularly were sunrise and sunset. There was also communion with Gaia, the earth, and there was a stillness during that time when we would listen to what she would have to offer. for us in the ways we would grow food and how we would speak to the nature kingdoms.
Thank you.
That answers
Thank you.
Your question.
I really, it gives me very much a strong sense of that. TJ, did you want to add or ask anything?
I'm going to let you do that, Rosalind. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So another topic that's come up is you know, there's a story in the Bible about Jesus and the money changers. And is this something that actually happened? And I'm wondering what your version of that story is and what you might have to tell us about the role of anger in the world and any advice you have in that area.
So when you read literature or books or these things and you see power struggles between church and state and judgment, that tells you of the inaccuracy in a message. What I would say to you now is there are times where in my human experience I would become angry concerning injustice and the lack of respect toward divinity of any form because of my human emotion. And yet, on a very wide scale, I did not hold or retain the anger to the point of destruction. Even in my experience as being known to tumble the tables and in the temples and this sort of thing, I did speak of feeling there was a lack of divinity where divinity was professed. And to make my message strong, I did alter things by pushing things, but not necessarily destructively. My voice was strong, and it held firm to an inner honesty and knowing. And when I spoke firmly, I was usually heard quite clearly. It was not necessary for me to destroy, as so often people sometimes will point toward. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Know that my aim, or I wish to say my goal or my aim or my vision and purpose is always about love. And if I find myself or have find myself vibrating from a frequency other than that, I too pause and would pause to go into my center, my soul seed, and feel the expansion of my light so that I could envision and know the larger picture to all circumstances.
That sounds very masterful.
As the one Magdalene had spoken earlier, it is truly about all souls living mastery. And just because my name is so well known, it does not diminish mastery for anyone. It is true that, yes, mastery is the path I chose, and in doing so showed or exemplified potential for all souls if they choose it. So
indeed.
Thank you for acknowledgement of my purpose, and I wish to encourage all souls to receive that for themselves as well.
Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Another question I think that will gift many people by sharing that. Another question that seems to come up as a hot topic is the question of your celibacy or not in that lifetime, and what is the significance of whatever that choice is that you made, both for then and for us now.
Well, you know, it is very natural for the human experience to wonder after that question, because the culture that you are living in has experienced much energy around balance and imbalance with sexuality. So it is not surprising that that would be a question that would come. And it is true that I remain physically celibate, as you would say, while also enjoying the unified expressions of the soul with the One Magdalene. Truly, as a counterpart, you know that book, I Remember Union, it describes it quite beautifully, the experience that we had together. And it was an energetic union. It was not a physical. And the reason I chose to come and to remain celibate, it was to show mastership over the human desires, to show that you could live free in mastership and supersede any desire that was of the human experience. And also, in the retaining of my sexual energy, I was able to utilize that energy and use it quite proficiently at raising my frequency as well. So all the energy that I would have offered to a counterpart physically was actually used to assist in raising my light frequency. So that was a reason as well. And yet, even as I chose that, and there is no right or wrong about a sexual union. A sexual union is an experience of being together in soul. And it can happen energetically, and it can happen physically. And the honoring of the experience is more what's important and imperative when two souls come together. So where people fear I am in judgment of that with them, I am so excited for union to express itself through every soul in the way that it is desiring, and totally support the expression of union in an honoring fashion.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I appreciate your sharing.
Yes, and you see, in the 144 aspects or stars that had been reincarnated on the planet during this time, so many of these aspects have strong inclinations or experiences about the sexual union. And part of that has to do with the sense or the realization that they are free from the idea of celibacy. So there is a great celebration around the union experience for them and many, many other light workers, because the union experience sexually is union as well. That's how the people of the planet experience union very often. So there is quite a bit of celebration in the ethers about true union in the body as well as in the spirit.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense to me. And speaking about the body related to spirit, as we at the time of this recording, we're coming up toward Easter, and the whole concept of the resurrection, So one of the questions that I have heard come up for people is what was it that happened, and if you didn't die physically, well, whatever happened, the more that you could tell us about why you made those particular choices.
Well, I made the choices in the swing between worlds before I was born in that life, because there had to be an example there had to be a messenger or somebody who was willing to appear to come and die for the people so that they too could find their way home. Now, reality or the truth is relative according to who perceives it. My knowing or understanding of the reality of what occurred through the one speaking and through my union with her and you and some of the others that know the story of I Remember Union places the idea in the consciousness or a truth in the consciousness that the crucifixion was actually something that was played out and I did not die. Now, for something to appear as if I did die, it's important to understand that the soul, while I was on that place known as the cross, was being held in a space by the feminine field and holding it sacred so that the soul would live and return to the body. So the soul left the body, was held in the feminine, and then when I was taken down, and remember, you know, the first to find me was actually the Magdalene. She came first because she knew how to call my soul back. So when this occurred, my soul came in, and I was free to leave or escape. Now, there are stories in France about a journeying that occurred with the Magdalene and myself and others of the Essene community. And in that place, we reordered our lives and lived out before our transition when we needed to leave our physical for good in that life. This was not staged to confuse the people. It was played out as it was so the people would come to understand the message that was left behind, the message of love and divinity and light and oneness. It wasn't intended that it would be about my story. Eventually, it would be our story. And how that peace brought about a resolution in the oneness. So it's relative. When I say it's relative, I say this because there are those who hold steadfast to the idea of a crucifixion. And what I say to you now is what you believe is honored, what you feel is honored. And even more than whether the crucifixion occurred or not, what is the message that you have taken away with it? That is the question I would say to you now. Do you walk in light? If you have found yourself elevating your frequency and your soul's design and living that through an idea or a belief of crucifixion, then so be it. If you have found your path of truth through alleviating the idea of any doctrine, then I applaud that. So it is not the belief that I am concerned with so much as the gift that you receive from what you witness.
Oftentimes, you are, I can't even say mentioned, you know, but so it's inculcated the message of sacrifice, that one sacrifice for the good of others. What do you have to share with us on that topic?
Self-sacrifice to the point of destruction is alleviating inner divinity. And it would be my hope and my intention, and it is my heart's desire that you would never destroy divinity within yourself or each other. For you are a part of the whole. You are a part of the source. You are the light. So, it is a doctrine or a religious belief very often that you sacrifice. And the one speaking, she jokingly says she is a recovered Catholic. And she would hear these proclamations over the year and over the years and adapted a life path that was according to that belief. But it was when she discovered that joy elevates the frequency, and it is through the joy of living and being all you can be and not denying yourself or sacrificing yourself, you are able to assist others and bring about more love, more fullness into others' lives. That was when she started to understand what freedom was. Now, there are many people that are working at getting freed into that idea, and it happens quite often with spiritual souls where they go back and forth from the freedom path to the self-sacrificing. And it is a process, it is an evolutionary process, but in your wholeness you understand it's not necessary to sacrifice yourself anything because you are one with the whole and everybody can have everything. Does that answer your question?
Very well, thank you.
I want you to know I have been practicing over the years, so and you are quite a proficient. I know you are not calling yourselves an interviewer, but you're quite natural.
It's a natural human. It's one of the things humans naturally do is ask questions, you know,
and
I think it's part of what enables us to evolve, and it's so interesting. Getting the responses of other people has really brought me into their circle more about. Mm-hmm. What's most important to them is perhaps what's most important to them about you. And so I'm just very happy to be able to pass on some of these questions. And perhaps some listeners will even, feel moved to write in their own questions and keep this conversation going. I was asked to ask you about your choices in that lifetime and your mission. Was it worth it? And as you spoke in some ways to this initially about world events going on, and we see different kinds of atrocities going on, and some in the name of religious views. How would you respond to that, and what advice, any additional advice that you have for us as we, look puzzled or upset or, in some cases really heartbroken over some of these apparently destructive events?
Well, first I would say to you, that love is always worth it. It is always worth it. Whatever its journey is, it is worth it. And it has led us to this time. These times have been prophesied. These times have been written about. And even in that book, Once Again, I Remember Union, there is a story there where Magdalene is actually seeing what is occurring right now in Israel. What I say to you is that all these things that are occurring are a cry for light. They are a cry for light. So the more each soul can expand their light and recognize that each instance is a cry for more light. We are getting the message. We are responding to it together. And we are expanding the consciousness to a point where the wave of the light that encompasses the world becomes greater than the voice of any illusion. You see, destruction, density, separation, they are but a dream of forgetting. The world is waking up. As you choose to focus on the awakened and the light, as you well know, when you nurture a thing, it will grow. It will grow. It will always grow. The light is possible at maintaining a force of life. It can alter reality. And the other things that are occurring and the one speaking has this perception, which is, we want to say it's on. It's very on, as she would say. The weather shifts actually have a voice in what is occurring. And there is no telling what can happen in the areas that are war-torn or where people are suffering because there are denser frequencies being created there that alter a grid. And that's part of the disruption, what appears to be disruption. And when there's disruption, there's a cry for light. And the weather is a very feminine expression, and it is the feminine that is balancing. So there can be a call to bring some sort of weather altercation to an area that needs balancing. So that is just one way the feminine is speaking, but she is speaking. And there is resolution. Yes.
Thank you for sharing that so clearly and beautifully.
It is my honor and pleasure, and I'm quite delighted to be present with you and TJ and all the other souls listening in. It is my heart's desire to share the wisdom and light and love that we are all one with, that we can interchange and continue to join forces and create a magnitude of a wave that does not have question or cause to believe that there is any doubt in the universal forces of light.
And this leads perfectly into the last specific question that I have for you today. The quotes I hear most often of you in the Bible is about, you know, these and greater things you shall do.
Yes. Yes.
So one of the questions that has come is, and I think certainly you have addressed this, but perhaps there's some more here particular to this is, so how do we turn this capacity on? I know obviously the love and the light is there, but here we have, you know, more and more light workers, more and more yearning for peace and for joy and for love. And how do we get to that next step to really live that mastery?
Well, first, there's choice. There's a choice that's available from your soul. And then go within. Go within. Feel and experience your light. Fear not in the silence. Let the light nurture and reveal to you what you need to evolve. Call for the souls that you are meant to connect with that can nurture and support your evolutionary process. Ask to walk the integrity of your soul's design. And know that heaven is at hand. It is at hand. It's in the moment. So it's not very difficult. It's a simple process. And yet it takes intention. And one would say dedication, and I would also proclaim that is true. You see, there are many doors to get home, and home can be lived here. So if you find a truth, you nurture the truth, and you expand the truth, whether you discover it in yourself, or you have read something that triggers the truth in you, or you have met a person that has assisted in raising your frequency. Stay with that element of truth and ride that wave. Remember, everyone is a part of the oneness, so it's all available to everyone. No one need be excluded, and it is our hope always that every soul will receive all they are intended to live here. That is, we are the ones with no names, and we wish to chime in to answer that question.
Thank you.
Now that Christ is breathing and coming back. For the input they gave appears to elevate and assist the raising of the frequency. So you may want to all keep your doors open and know that there will be many more messages and wisdoms coming to you through many, many dimensions of light, many messengers, many different books and things. Things are going to be revealed in dreams. Watch your dreams, because there are doors opening in dreams very much so now. So those are some of the ways that you can access and come into wholeness with yourself.
Thank you.
Well, yes.
And anything else that you feel moved to share with us at this time?
I wish to proclaim for each of you that I am alive and well in your hearts, and that we are not separate, and that just as you desire to chat with me, I desire to chat with you. Your wisdoms are important and play a part in the evolutionary process. I hold you deep in my heart with love and honor. And I appreciate your shining your lights and honoring the light in yourselves and all of creation. Mm-hmm. I am the one you call Jesus or the Christ. Mm-hmm. And yet I am Christed within all of you. And I love you beyond infinity. For time and space are no more, and there is only the one.
We thank you for your wonderful expression of the energy that you are today.
And bless you, dear one. Okay, this is Joy. I'm coming back. I feel like I have to come back.
Welcome back, Joy.
With our time.
And I bet there's a TJ somewhere in there, too.
I know. He's, like, so quiet. I'm very aware of him, though. No? Are you there, brother?
I am here. And I just wanted to let Roslyn. I knew we only had so much time, so I really wanted to let Roslyn get her questions out. So if there was more time, I would have probably chimed in. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were going to...
I know you two will be together again, so I...
yes. Now, was there something that Mary wanted to ask him?
She just wanted to support the process.
So she did. I felt her.
Yeah. And we're referring to the third Mary Magdalene's mother.
Yeah.
For for those who are listening, just to be clear, because I know sometimes it gets a little confusing. We have so many
sure.
Marys, but I understand that that is was a term for healer. And so
yes.
we're all healers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And are.
Absolutely.
Mm,
yes.
Thank you, Joy.
Oh, you're welcome. It was actually really cool. I really enjoyed doing it, so thank you for asking me. And please thank the people that came forward with the questions. And, you know, it's very interesting because during this time I did not expect to be channeling Christ, even though, like, I had channeled them for a long time and I had stopped and, you know, got into channeling, you know, the other beings and everything. Not that Christ isn't cool, but, you know, I just got into that. And it's very interesting to hear what people have their questions now and to see how much people are desiring that connection with him now. So, you know, please thank them for coming forward.
I will.
And I thank him too. Yeah. So question. Do you have questions, TJ?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I'm good to go.
Okay. All right. So I know our time is up. I'm looking at the clock, but Lady Rosalind, as always, what a gift you are. Thank you so much for coming on and being our special guest. And TJ, thank you for everything you bring.
Thank you.
You just rock it.
Thank you very much.
I want to say
my pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
Anytime, darling, anytime. And I want to thank our guests for tuning in and listening, and know that we here on our show are sending many blessings. And you know, if you want to come forward with any feedback or anything, TJ and I are available. So thank you for listening in, sending many blessings. And yes, happy Ascension Day to all souls coming up. Yes.